You're listening to SBS.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, as Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS On the Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On the Money podcast for this Monday, the 27th of July, 2026, a day where the Australian share market finished at a six-week high, the ASX 200 up 1.4%, and that's as the oil price tumbled more than 8% compared with the ASX market close on Friday. Tech stocks did best along with the banks, and investors are now looking to Wednesday's inflation result and profit reporting season, which unofficially begins on Wednesday with Rio Tinto. My guest, Jackie Newman from Sharesy, thinks it'll be a volatile reporting period, and I spoke to her to find out why, including the role of algorithms. Jackie, how would you describe investor sentiment at the moment and what's driving it?
You know, overall, I would say that there is appetite to be invested at the moment, but, you know, what we are seeing is that investors are very cautious and also very sensitive to headlines. To my mind, there are really four factors, I think, at the moment that are driving sentiment. So firstly, it's the conflict in the Middle East and the impact on oil prices. Secondly, it's inflation and the outlook there and the outlook for rates. Thirdly, domestic and US reporting season. And finally, just the picture as it relates to tech and AI. And if we sort of step through each of these in turn at a very high level. So firstly, in terms of the war, we're now 5 months into this conflict. And what we are seeing is the impact of higher oil prices on inflation expectations and rate expectations. And in terms of central banks, you know, the likes of the RBA and the Fed, we have seen a very significant repricing of rate expectations, in particular in recent sessions as the oil price has rallied. So investors are very focused on that at the moment. Also, reporting season is live at the moment in the US and coming up in Australia, of course. We've seen a really strong start in the US, according to FactSet, around 25%. Of S&P 500 companies have reported so far, and around 90% of those have beaten expectations. So great headline numbers, but there's a lot going on below the surface. We're also expecting, of course, reporting season in Australia to kick off shortly, and I'm expecting quite a mixed picture there, which will drive sentiment locally. And finally, you know, the big one is tech and AI. And it's fair to say that we are seeing this sort of cooling of sentiment, and that sentiment is quite fragile. You know, we saw results from Alphabet, Tesla and Intel last week, and by and large, those results were, you know, were pretty good, but all of those stocks traded lower and the sector traded lower because investors are very focused on this sort of accelerating CapEx and the return profile that implies. So put together, you know, investors want to stay optimistic on the data and company results, but I would say that sentiment is reasonably fragile at the moment because there are a number of potential headwinds and negative catalysts that could play.
And given it was over the weekend, you know, that Brent crude price is down 7%. What's that a reflection of?
Yeah, so what we're seeing here really is geopolitical risk being priced in and out very quickly. So oil, you know, pushed past $100 a barrel sort of late last week as conflict in the Middle East escalated. Early this week, we have seen oil retreat to that sort of $90 level as news has come out that sort of both sides have paused strikes. The knock-on effects of this are being reflected in various parts of the market, in particular as it relates to rates, and the odds of, the RBA hiking and the Fed hiking. So that's, flowing through, to what investors are expecting there. And we're also seeing it play out, in terms of sector dispersion, across the ASX. So, locally we have seen energy underperformed today, as the likes of Santos and Woodside have pared back some of those gains as traders take profits given the rally that we saw late last week. And conversely, on the other side, we have seen rate sensitive sectors such as real estate and technology recover some of those losses that we've seen in recent sessions. So it's really driving these pronounced movements in markets. And taking a step back, what these swings or these very significant swings demonstrate is that there is heightened uncertainty about how the conflict will play out, how long it will be, what the impact will be on inflation, what the impact will be for the rates picture, and indeed what the impact will be across various sectors of the market.
We've seen the likes of Meyer today warn of volatile trading and challenging times ahead, even with heavy promotional and discounting activities. Sales in June and July are down. What does this say to you about the consumer at the moment, the outlook for the economy, given there's still talks of potential rate hikes ahead here?
Yeah, I think, the most telling line for me in Meyer's trading update today was their description of sustained cost of living pressures driving consumer sentiment to its lowest level in recent times. Trading was stronger in May, but then they've seen a pullback in the second half. And Meyer pointed to a number of factors which were driving this. So you've got the conflict in the Middle East and the impact on oil and fuel prices, three rate hikes by the RBA this year. They've also seen, or experiencing slower income growth for consumers, and then also a weaker housing market. So put together, what this paints a picture of is a consumer which is under pressure. And that is consistent with what we're seeing more broadly, where we've seen housing and discretionary retail underperform this year. Taking a step back, the RBA is in a very difficult position. This week's CPI print, which will land on Wednesday, is expected to show that underlying inflation is still running quite high, and markets are pricing around a 40% probability that the RBA will hike when they meet on the 11th of August. And in fact, the market is fully pricing at least one more rate hike before the end of the year. But if the RBA does hike again, what they will be doing is tightening into an economy where households are already pulling back. And so they're in this, this challenging situation where they need to control inflation. And we know that that is expected to remain elevated until at least mid-2027. But they need to balance that with evidence that we are seeing now that the consumer is under stress.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
The Lord Season 4, the Arctic.
10 brave souls, far from home, close to freezing.
It's a whole new frontier.
Oh my God!
Alone Australia. Stream now on SBS On Demand.
My interview with Jackie Newman continues. Wednesday's a big day because we don't only just have those inflation numbers. We've also got Rio Tinto reporting its full year results, and it's the first major company to reporting this profit reporting season. I've seen the whole season described by some analysts as one of them on investors and share markets.
Yeah, so I think this, as you say, this is going to be a very important reporting season. And what I'm expecting to see is more dispersion and volatility. And this is really for two main reasons. So, firstly, the backdrop that we are in is unusually uncertain. As we've said, we've got the conflict in the Middle East. The RBA has hiked rates. We've got elevated rates, and they are leaning hawkish. We've also seen that a number of analysts' sort of forecasts are quite stale going into reporting season, and that is a function of many things, including what's happening with the oil price and the difficulty in sort of forecasting what's going to happen for these businesses. So the combination of those factors makes it quite hard to know how results will land and how they will fare relative to consensus estimates. Another really important factor at play here, I think, is just the sort of structural factors around the ASX. And, the ASX market structure has been evolving for many years now, and it's really impacting the way that companies trade when their results are released. It's fair to say that algorithmic trading really dominates the initial price action. So algos are scanning results for keywords such as beat, miss, lower guidance, and they're trading in a matter of seconds, well before the fundamental analyst is able to open the report and really digest the results. Another factor that's coming into play in terms of the structure is the increasing prevalence of index and passive funds. So, we have seen the decline in the number of active managers, and these are really, what I would call the marginal buyer, who is able to step in, on results days when there is an overreaction, and help correct that. So I think there are some structural factors, at play, which only seem to be, increasing in terms of their impact. And so again, taking a step back, what I'm expecting to see this reporting season is heightened volatility, heightened single stock volatility in particular, like we saw, with the February results, where you had, CSL, Cochlear, AMP trade down materially on, results which were not great, but probably not as bad as the share price response, reflected. So, I will be looking at companies in terms of how they report versus consensus, because I think that's going to drive the initial price action. And then also, what is the response? Is that commensurate with the underlying fundamentals of the business? Have we seen an overreaction? Because I think this can create opportunities for investors.
And so finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, so I'd say, three observations I'd make when considering where the opportunities lie at the moment. Firstly, I'd say it feels like we're in a bit of a stock picker's market at the moment, and it pays to be selective because we are seeing, very broad dispersion across the market. Locally, year to date, energy and materials have outperformed very significantly, and that's on the back of higher commodity prices and also the rally that we've seen in the oil price. On the other hand, we have seen, interest rate sensitive sectors such as REITs and technology underperform, and that's, we see the ASX, sort of up only around 2% this year, but below that, there is a lot of dispersion in terms of sector performance. So I think there are opportunities there as you look across sectors. Secondly, as we spoke about results season, I think that's going to throw up opportunities as we see volatility and we see potentially companies oversold on a knee-jerk reaction to their results. And finally, something that we always like to tell our investors, and I think it's very important in this market, is to have diversification front of mind. I think that's really important at the moment. A lot of portfolios have become very heavily concentrated in a handful of AI and tech exposures. And we have seen in the US what happens when that sort of concentration meets what I would say is a bit of a repricing of risk across the tech sector. And so it pays for investors to, look to have a broad range of exposure across sectors and also across geographies.
That's Jacqueline Newman there from Sharesies, and she wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Give it a rating, a review, and like it if you do enjoy it. And don't forget, you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.